collies that keep humming pigeons in a loft in the back garden. Holly loved to help her father feed the pigeons, and she often put a bowl of water inside the loft for them to splash in. Her favorite pigeon was Charlie because he would always let her hold him. That belongs to a homing pigeon club, and he raised his pigeons against other pigeons. He said the homing pigeons were special birds because they would find their way home from long distances. Some of them would aerial fly faster than cars drove. The homing pigeon club was about to hold its first race of season, and all of those birds were in training that would take them out in his van and then release them so that they could fly back home. When they did, Holly would give them food as a treat. Each day that released the pigeons a few kilometers further from there so that they would get used to finding their way back. On the day of the pigeon race that left home early, he had to drive 100 kilometers to the drawing pump. The pigeons were in a javelin cage in the back of his van. As Holly waved goodbye, she called, "Good luck, Charlie. I will be waiting for you to come home." She hoped that Charlie would win the race that whistled as they drove along the windy road that led over the hills, and soon the city was far behind him. The pigeons were settling in their cage. Suddenly, that small meat on the brackens, a dog had dashed out in front of the van that was to hit it, but the van skidded across the road and went over a grassy bank. Small trees and branches snapped like twigs as the van bumped down the slope that could not carry the van, and it ran into the large tree that started to move, but his legs were already dirty. Under the dashboard, he was dropping inside the van. His right ankle was very painful, and he thought that it might be broken. He had to get help as soon as possible. No one had seen the outside, and it might be hours before he was difficult. He fled around from his mobile phone, but it had been flung out of reach. That magic to twins around to trick that the pigeons hadn't been hunted. They were flattering in their cage, but they seemed to be all right. Then a great idea came to him. One of the pigeons could carry a magic home to Mom and Holly. Lucy, that had a pen and a notebook in his pocket. He wrote a short magic. He tore out the page and rolled it up. Then he reached back and just magic it to open the cage door. He reached his hands over Charlie's back and lifted him out. That chucked the matches under the ring of Charlie's leg. Then he went down the side window and threw the page into the air, fly home. Charlie, he called. He was thankful that the sun is shining because the clear sky would help Charlie to find his way home. Charlie flapped his wings, had to soak up with. He raised conies to part of the countryside that he had seen before and knew which difficult to date. He set off towards his loft, flying over the green forest and following the curves of the hills. But he was still a long way from home. Suddenly, Charlie Season danger the dark shadow of the hawk swept over him. Charlie knew that it was going to attack, so he summoned steel in the air. Then he changed direction and ducked into the trees. Below, he had escaped and not a moment too soon.